Are
It
we
says
live?
we're live. I think we're live.
I
And
don't
I
see any
see you.
comments.
Well, because nobody's on yet.
I mean,
It's
like, I don't
just.
see an option to comment. You know what I mean?
Are you also watching it on a different one?
I'm going to try that now, actually.
Oh, well, that's. Well, I have the comments set to default so all viewers can participate in the chat. And I don't have any filters. And so, yes, there should be the ability to comment. And I see eyeballs, so I think some folks are watching us. All right, so you should be seeing both of us now. I guess we'll just sort of go with it and hope that
I hope so.
we're both there. We're both there. Josh, do you want to introduce yourself? Because I think most folks that are here on my page probably know me because they see my face on the page a lot. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Yes. I'm Josh. I'm a co-host for the Changing Perspectives podcast. Which this is kind of an extension of, is that what we're calling it? Or the next iteration, right?
I don't
No?
know. So for those of you that are new to the Changing Perspectives podcast, I think technically if we are able to record this audio and upload it to our podcast page, this is the 100th episode.
Yay!
Right?
100th
And
episode.
also our first episode of 2022, I think. Because we've been
Yes.
on a bit of a hiatus, but
Yeah.
have been talking about coming back, but coming back under some sort of rebranding, sort of like a relaunch, but still the same name. But I actually didn't even talk to you about this, Josh, but we were talking about rebranding it and having us just solely focus on relationship stuff because our
Yes.
relationship content was always our most downloaded, most engaged with content. However, a few weeks ago in class, you know how sometimes often, especially my Wednesday night classes, my class ends at a certain time, but then I actually don't leave the class for like an extra half hour. And you're always like, what is taking
Yes,
so long?
I'm
The
well aware.
extra, yeah, the extra that night was about grief and talking about how helpful the grief content has been on our podcast.
Oh.
And so I feel like maybe we shouldn't let that piece go. So it's a work in motion, it's a work in progress, right?
Yes. Work in
And we,
motion might be a fun new phrase that you just coined, though.
I do that. I make up words, make up
Yeah.
songs, make up
Work
phrases.
in motion.
So it's a work in motion. And it's frankly been a pain to record a podcast. You're always
Yes.
asking, and I'm always like, but it's a pain because then we have to like check levels and move my office around and get all the mics all set up and stuff because
Yeah.
they're here in the corner. And so I thought, hey, maybe we could do this over Facebook Live and we could easily just press the live button. But if
Love
you were
it.
here
Yeah.
7 minutes ago, you saw that that was difficult for me to do.
But I think we're good
And
now, though.
I think we figured it out. I think I just have to invite you beforehand. I don't know that I'm seeing comments, though, if I'll be able to see them if comments come through. So if you comment, I'd love it if you could comment and say, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
You guys are losers, but we're watching. Or something like that.
What?
So I know that you're, thank you, Robin. So I am seeing comments, but I'm not getting notified of them. So we'll figure this out. So, anyways, we talked about maybe jumping on and doing a Facebook Live essentially as sort of a live broadcast of our podcast,
Yeah.
except there's no pause button. And so
This is
we
just
could,
real.
this is just real. We could,
I mean, I
you know
can
what?
edit it, but when I upload
Exactly. When we upload it, if we're able to do that and the audio is okay and we upload it to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, you also, if you have that little lady that lives in your house and her name starts with A and ends with A, you can say to her, play the latest episode of the Changing Perspectives podcast and she'll play
Yeah.
it. So if we're able to do that, it will be a nice edited version. But for those of you watching live, I promise you at some point you probably will hear a teenager and or dogs and or you might see a cat on
What are you
Josh's
talking about?
screen.
We you can hear that on the recorded one too. I don't have that
I know,
fancy
but it'll be,
technology.
it'll be, it, but when the dogs go really crazy when we're recording, we're able to like hit pause. And Josh does this
That's
funny thing
true.
where he like claps really loud to indicate on the feed that that is where it needs to be edited. But we won't be doing that on live.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I can
so I
clap really loud if you want me to, but it's not
no,
going
I
to
don't
mean
think people would
anything.
like that. But I do think this page, the Changing Perspectives with Jenny Brennan page, has grown a lot since our last podcast dropped.
Yes.
And I don't remember when the last podcast dropped, but I can check at some point.
I
And so
forget.
people might not know that this page kind of grew out and grew along with a podcast where we talk
Yeah.
about things like relationships, mental health, grief, and parenting, and then some pop culture.
Yeah.
And often our
The
pop culture episodes are also woven in with our other core topics like grief,
Right.
parenting, relationships.
Yeah.
Were you going to say
Tie.
something?
Well, I was just going to say we tie those. I was just going to say what you just said.
Oh,
So I'll
great.
just be quiet.
It's weird having you not in the room with me because I can't like kick you under the table or something like that when you mess up.
I don't remember lots of kicks
I'm just kidding. Just
before.
kidding. I can't give you weird looks. All right.
Know.
So what are we talking about tonight? What is the actual topic?
Relationships, something to do with relationships.
We
Is that
really
correct?
dialed that. We dialed that down really specifically, huh?
Well, I wanted to say too, we for a long time were getting high ratings in Green Iceland. Is that correct? For our relationship podcast. Was it Iceland?
Yeah, well, oh, why am I doubting that now? I think it was
Switzerland?
Iceland.
I
No,
think
I
it was
think it was
Iceland.
Iceland. I think it was
Yeah.
Iceland.
So clearly, our relationship episodes seem to resonate with folks in Iceland. So hopefully, they resonate with all of you. So we were going to talk about staying connected. Jenny and I have been together for a long time, since 1994. We're high school sweethearts, for those that don't know. We don't necessarily consider ourselves experts just because of that, right? But we have experience, so we'd like to
Well,
share those experience.
I don't think we consider ourselves experts.
No, I mean, but you do
I
this
am a
for a living.
therapist.
You're a therapist.
I am a therapist, and I am trained in marriage and family counseling.
Yeah, so you kind of are expert. I'm not, but I'm just along for the ride, and I've been with the same person since 1994. But we've learned a lot over the many years, and I think it's always, and we've learned a lot actually doing this podcast or doing whatever we call this now. But we, on live on the air, have taken quizzes and other things, these exercises that have some of them were ended up being a little tumultuous, but we learned from them, right?
Right. Yeah. If you have
Yeah.
not, if you are new to the Changing Perspectives podcast, yeah, I invite you to go back through the 99 episodes. Knowing that our audio at the beginning, we grew, right? Our audio grew, our sort of quality and recording stuff kind of grew over time. So the earlier ones are a little more clunky. But there are some, they're real. And was it the island?
Yep. It
The
was
island?
Desert Island.
The Desert Island one, is that the one we got into an actual fight during
Over on the air. Yeah.
on the air? Yeah, and we kept it in. So we try to be real, which
Yeah.
in some ways I think is why maybe this Facebook live format might be better suited for us. And so we could, if it works out, we can kind of play with this a little bit and see, is there like a regular time that we want to go live? Is there some way to sort of formalize it a little bit more? So we're sort of beta testing this
Yes.
portion of it right now. But I will say I do kind of miss, I sort of miss it.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I
I
think
know you do because you've been
we're
bugging me.
that was almost okay. We're almost okay at it, I think. Inside joke, but that's what you love having those. We love having those inside jokes.
Yes, well, but I
So
like to let people into the inside joke. So, Josh and I did. We were lucky enough to study on Semester at Sea in fall of 2000. So we took a college semester, lived on a ship, traveled the world, and we took a Was it the gamelan? Is that how you pronounce
Yeah.
it? It was an
It's a
Indonesian instrument, Malaysian.
Malaysian, like almost like a xylophone. And we went to Malaysia. So a lot of the coursework obviously was centered around the countries you're visiting. And I'm a musician. I was a music major in college, and I gravitated towards all the music classes. And Jenny's a musician too, so she joined me in the gamut. Don't make that face. You are a musician.
I mean, I was lead trombone in high school.
Yes, that's true
First
as
chair.
well. But your primary instrument is piano, your piano. But we took this course, and our instructor is from Croatia, our professor. And she was, she, I loved her. She was so great. And I'm totally spacing on her name. But anyway, we would get done. She would teach us a song, and we'd get through the song. And it wasn't that great. None of us were professional gamelan players. Picture like second grade recorder practice, right? And we would get done, and she would say, "That was almost okay." So anyway, I think we are better than almost okay at our podcast. So I do miss it as well. We go off on tangents too, everybody.
We do all the time,
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
All right,
So should we say what we're gonna
sorry.
do?
Yeah, sorry, I derail us all the time.
So do I. What do
But
we so
I did see, look, I'm derailing you already. I did figure out how to pop the comments out so I can see you and us, and I now can see the comments on the full screen. So I'm learning as I'm going.
Excellent. Cool. All right, so we are going to share. We each have five tips that we created. We didn't share these ahead of time. We like to do this. A list of five things that we think are good tips to stay connected,
To your partner.
and to your partner, to in a marriage or in a relationship, significant other, whatever it is. And you know, these are a lot of these things, at least mine, I'm sure people can do in a new relationship, of course, and maybe they're done sort of without even trying in a new relationship. But I think mostly these are for, you know, folks that have been together a long time, and you always want to re remember ways to stay connected, because it's really easy to not. And you don't even know, you don't even realize it's happening, but it's easy to just maybe get home from work, walk in the house, not even go see the person or say hi. You go do something or get the mail or dive right into whatever chore is in front of you, and then the first thing you say to them is some sort of business, the business of family or business of whatever, like, did you pay that bill or whatever, instead of actually, you know, interacting with them like they're your love interest and your significant other, whatever it is. So these are our five tips for staying connected. So, but you came up with five and I came up with five, but we haven't shared each other's list yet.
Right, so we might wind up having more than five. I mean, like we might end up with 10.
Yeah. Or we might have five and
Or
prove that we're super soulmates.
I'm guessing we probably have five and they're the same, not because we're super soulmates. I don't know if I
I'm going
believe
with
in
that.
soulmates.
I'm going with Super Soulmate t-shirts.
That's like SSM. That probably stands for something else, and I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But probably, I feel like I pulled these from our previous episode content. So we'll see. Do you want to go first? How are we doing
Sure.
this? Are you're saying one, and then I'm saying one, and
Yeah.
like saying if I had the same. Okay.
Yeah. All right. My first one, I was kind of alluding to this a moment ago, but I wrote, always say hi like you haven't seen them in a while. Hug, kiss, etc.
Oh, so good. So we officially probably have at least six because I don't have that one. I
Oh,
like that
nice.
one. I like that
Yeah.
one. I think a lot of couples don't do that, and we don't do that. I think both of us struggle with that sometimes, especially when life is super busy.
Yeah.
And you know, thinking back to like the periods in our relationship where we were like two ships passing in a night, right? You were working nights, I was working days. We would literally like pass each other on the highway. Sometimes pass and hand off children or sort of relieve a babysitter and not really see each other. And it's
Yeah.
really easy to walk in the house, especially if you're like on the phone with work or something like that. It's really easy to not do that. I always say it's easy to sort of turn away from your partner instead of turning towards your partner. So that's a great one. I'm a little jealous.
But even if
it's
not,
I think you worked harder on yours than I worked on mine.
Yes. No, but I think even my point was, even if it's not a period of time that has been a long period of time, like, you know, I see you real quick at the end of my work day, I say hello, but then I, you know, take our youngest to football practice and we're gone for 2.5 hours. I come back. When I come back, you know, I saw you just a couple hours ago, but my tip is still act like you haven't seen them in a while. Like you're super excited to see them. And yeah, I think that goes a long way. That's my point.
So I guess I want to explore that and unpack that a little bit, because this is what I do, right, as a therapist. Do you recommend that people do that even when they don't miss their partner? Like, what if you guys are fighting or you're irritated with each other? Yeah.
I do.
So sort of like a fake it till you make it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, always, there's always room for a hug or a kiss or just a smile and a hello and missed you, you know, and you know, we can do a whole, please listen to our Love Languages podcast episode. But you know, maybe touch or intimacy is not your partner's love language. So maybe a hug or a kiss wouldn't work, but a smile would work, or, hey, I missed you, you know, so maybe it's something like that would be more appropriate. But there you go. That's my number one.
Okay. All right. Suddenly I'm feeling my perfectionist side is feeling threatened.
It's not a competition. Why do we do this?
But it's feeling like a competition, and like I did not prepare for this. I was just winging. All right. So I'm going to go out of order. I do always wing it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is actually the formula for the Changing Perspectives podcast, is we talk about an idea, general loose structure. Josh is like the content planner, and then I just wing it, just talk off the cuff. I have a very unofficial sticky note, like a virtual sticky note right now. So staff meetings.
Yeah.
Is the first one I'm going to share. I don't know that any of these are necessarily in order for me.
Mine aren't either.
Okay. But right now the staff meetings is really speaking to me. And so I always talk with folks, and we follow this, that running or being in a relationship, whether you have kids or not, whether you're married or not, is a lot like running a business. You're running a life together. And
running a household.
You're running a household, right? And then if you have other responsibilities, and I think a lot of people now too are also actually running businesses as couples. Would you ever run a business without sometimes having staff meetings where you check in and make sure folks are on the same page? I don't think so. I do sometimes hear people's staff meetings, and they can be a little like schmaltzy and annoying. I'm not talking that kind of staff meeting. I'm talking like you pick a time, a day, a night, a weekend, like a 30-minute block where you actually plan to come together and talk about what are the sort of things that went well over the past period of time. You know, if you do it weekly, the past week, where were there struggles or challenges or maybe things that you guys as a couple might need to work on? And then what are the sort of big ticket or the big stressors coming up over the next week? So really kind of checking in and getting on the same page. If you've got kids, and this doesn't really get easier as they get older, but if they're in sports or activities or you've got alternating work schedules, sometimes a big part of that staff meeting is like planning logistics around who's going to pick up who's driving this one to this practice, and what are we doing about groceries and stuff like that. When you get that foundation, that cuts down on things slipping through the cracks and resentment and irritation and frustration building up.
Well, then you also, if you don't have a staff meeting, every interaction may end up being a little staff meeting.
True,
and,
right?
And you won't, and your interactions won't be loving or about you as a couple. They're about you as co-CEOs of whatever you're running. You know?
Yeah. And I think that there's a way to combine staff meetings with something fun, right? You can say, all right, maybe there's a show we watch every Thursday night or something. Let's, for 30 minutes first, have our staff meeting, get on the same page, get our logistics squared away. Like maybe you have a trip coming up or something, you need to sort of look at hotels together or something. And then let's do the thing that we wanted to do for fun. But the staff meeting has to be done. So if you're not doing that, highly encourage you to try it. Listen, I know it sounds cheesy, it sounds weird, but I promise you it works. It
Yeah,
really does work.
it does, and it's important. Is it my turn?
Is your turn. So that was my first one.
Okay, my second one is flirt while apart. So text
I also
message.
had that one.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, except I
Text
said I.
message, messenger, social media, Snapchat, whatever. This is, you and I have been flirting while apart since we were 15 because we used to write notes to each other, right? Before
Yeah.
there were phones.
I wonder if I could still fold a note that way.
I never could. I would give it to somebody else to do.
Would you really? You wouldn't fold it
Yeah,
yourself?
you know this.
So this is the other thing. If you're new to the Changing Perspectives podcast, my memory is crap. I remember all of my clients' names and their family names and their friend names and the dynamics. And I remember jingles from my childhood. And that might be it. I forget, like I forgot that our gamelan teacher was from Croatia.
Would
I'm gonna try it right
never,
now.
I could never fold it myself. I had to give it to somebody else. And if there wasn't anybody around me that could fold it, I would just give you a really horribly folded note.
Who would fold
But
your notes?
Tracy,
Okay, all right. Thank you, Tracy.
Heather, yeah.
Who also I would pass notes with. Anyways, I'm going to try it right now while we're talking. So go ahead. You said
So
flirt with your partner.
flirt while apart. Like, I think it goes a long way. Like, oh, I'm thinking about you, or I miss your face, or like those things are, I think it doesn't have to be these big long text messages or whatever, but I think it's especially if you are spending a lot of time apart during the day, right? For us, we're about to head into football season, and I coach, which means I have to go to work very early. So I'd be up out of the door at 5 o'clock, gone all day, come home, probably go to the gym, then come home, grab the football player, and head to practice. And I'm gone 13 hours a day during the week, and probably won't see you in the comings and goings because you'll be in your office giving therapy in session, and so it'll be a long time. So if we went all the whole time without talking, I think that would just it puts a strain. It would put a strain on us, I feel like. And so I want to make sure that I, keep our relationship going even though we're not physically together. And it's we can make use of the technology that we live in now, and record a little text message and send it, and you can do that, or you can send a video, or if you have a second, you can FaceTime or just whatever. So flirt while apart.
You could snap each other, right? Look what I
Yeah,
did. I did it. I
you
folded
did
it.
it.
Yeah, I remember. So
I feel like
apparently
you
I
weren't
also
paying
remember
attention
how
to
to
me.
do
You
that.
just folded a note while I was
No,
talking.
I was 100% paying attention to you.
I'm just kidding.
I also do want to interrupt though and say hi to Jen, because Jen sent us stars. Thank you so much, Jen. Don't quite
Thank you for the
understand stars on
stars.
Facebook, but it is a way for us to make a little bit of money doing this thing that we like to
Stars.
do here. And they're cute when they come through, so thank you for that.
I didn't see the stars.
I think, well, they're on the
I'll have to watch
comments,
it on the replay.
but
Okay.
you might not be able, you can send them on the replay too. You might
All
not
I
be able to
see
see
is
them.
you, Jenny, and that's all I need. It's just your face.
Okay, all righty. Well, so I also had that one, except I labeled it under what are you sitting on? Are you, is your chair super squeaky?
Yeah, it's a piano bench.
Okay, and you have guitars in you. It's like you're in a music
I
studio.
do. Well, yeah.
Jen sent more stars. Thank you. Dating your spouse. That's what I had it sort of categorized under. I put dating your spouse, flirting, texts, etc. I think that, and spouse is interchangeable with partner, right? Like, even if you're not married, it doesn't matter. If you're in a committed relationship, at some point, that sort of like honeymoon phase, the beginning, where everything's kind of exciting and intense and flirty, that eventually does go away. And I think in most relationships, it kind of ebbs and flows. And so couples do often forget to date each other. And I think even if you're a couple that doesn't have kids, you don't have pets, you see each other a lot, I still encourage you to date your partner. I think having date nights isn't something that's reserved for couples that have children, or have, busy schedules and don't see each other. It means you are sort of scheduling time and committing that to just each other. So mine was date your partner, and that included things like, flirting and sending texts and things like that.
Cool.
Do you want me to go with my next one since that one was sort of the
Sure.
same?
Yeah.
Oh
Let's
no.
change
So
it up a bit.
I did cheat. So I wrote dating your spouse and I had date nights. Those are two different things.
Yeah, that's cheating.
I'll think of another one totally off the cuff. Don't you worry. Travel. So I think and this is super flexible. It could mean traveling, like, you take a road trip somewhere, like a day trip somewhere, or it means like you get on a Mediterranean cruise and you travel with each other. But it's the notion of like experiencing something new together and really kind of stepping out of your day-to-day, stepping out of your norm and exploring new things together. I also think it's really good for couples to like travel together via airplane. If you're in a new relationship, I highly encourage you to travel somewhere with that new partner to see how they function under stress. Because air travel, getting stuck in airports, all that stuff can be a little challenging. So travel. And that requires, for most people, it requires a lot of planning and thinking, right? And there can be fun in the planning. So maybe travel I could also call adventure, but doing something different.
Yeah, I like that. That's
Thanks.
good. I
See, you
that's
say
Josh.
it's not a competition, but you're like, I feel like you're
That's
grading me.
Josh approved. I am
Okay.
grading. All right, is it time for my next one?
Yes, I just want to respond to some of the comments. Jen says that
Oh.
she and Alan are watching, and date night is very important to you to them. Good. I'm glad
Yes.
to hear that. That is,
Awesome.
I will say date night, I think, is why we're still together, right? If you think back
Yeah.
to when we were living in Abington in our apartment, maybe when I was pregnant, maybe shortly after I had our second. Was it
Yes.
after our second? Then we
Yep.
hired a wonderful, wonderful person, Laura. And she was our like regular date night sitter. And even when we were
For
exhausted
years after
for
that, yeah.
years, through like multiple houses after that, multiple moves, she followed with us. And she came back the very first night that she babysat for us, our cat ran away. And then the first night she babysat for us in the house we're in now, our dog killed a bunny. It was She kept coming back.
Fire alarm that
The
wouldn't shut
fire.
off, and
Um,
it was
yes, the
fun.
the dog killed a bunny, a baby bunny in our backyard, and the smoke alarm went off. And so the fire department came. Anyways, we would go on those dates even if we were exhausted, even if we had no money and our date was like, let's go walk around Target together, even if we were mad at each other. That was our commitment to our relationship. And I really honestly, because those were dark days when we had like a toddler and an infant. And I really think date nights are what saved us. So I'm a huge proponent of them.
They're dark now with two teenage boys.
I saw a meme
It's different
today.
dark.
I'm going to see if I
I'm just
can
kidding.
find
They're the
it.
best.
No, I'm going to find it. They are the best, but I'm going to butcher it if I don't. I will find it and read it,
All
and
right,
then
you find it.
I'm going to find it.
Feel like I was going to say something, but I forget. Oh,
I think you were going to share your next one.
yeah, I was, but I was going to comment on your date night thing. I completely agree, and I think those two things tie in together. What you said about trying something new and adventure and date night, like those things can tie in together. But there's also something to be said for like things refuel you as a couple. Like we have a handful of spots that we love to go to, or and things that we like to do, like microbreweries on a on Sunday, or a specific restaurant that we'd like to go to, and a specific table we like to sit at. So I think a good balance of stuff that you really refuels you and you love, but also trying new stuff, new restaurants, new experiences, whatever it is.
Great. I found it really quickly, if I could jump in.
Oh, yeah.
So it's from at the dad, and I don't think it's a page on Facebook. He's on Instagram at the dad. It says, to all the exhausted new parents out there, it gets better. Then it gets a little worse. Then for a while, things are going to get so much better. Okay, but after that, they'll be worse than you ever could have imagined. But then after that, a little worse, actually.
That sounds accurate. True
I
points.
thought it was very true point.
Okay, so my next one, moving along. Do something unexpected, a chore that he or she always does, or sending flowers and brownies unexpectedly, which I did recently, right?
You
But don't
did.
say anything, keep it a secret, and literally make sure it's unexpected. Yeah, I think that can be something that is can brighten a day that's tough, or just especially if you're away from each other during the work week, and they come home to see something that you did they weren't expecting, or again you send something like flowers via DoorDash or something. So do something unexpected that they're not expecting that will make them smile.
Yeah, I have to say, when you sent me via DoorDash, was it DoorDash or Instacart?
DoorDash.
Brownies and roses. I was so surprised that I didn't think they were from you. Because that's not your style. Like, your style is usually like you bring home a gift and you give it to me, but there was no card. Like, it was really secretive. And in fact, I put it out on Facebook, like, if someone just sent these to me, thank you, because they were like the best brownies ever. And then I was like, wait, maybe Josh did this. They were
Was
really
me.
impactful. But also, I haven't even told you this, I noticed today when I was doing laundry that you put away the toilet paper and paper towels yesterday. And
Yeah.
usually that is something that I end up doing. You know, maybe they make their way like into the laundry room and then they sit there. And teenage boys don't see them, and so they don't put them away. And usually it's me putting them away, but I noticed this morning that you put them away. And so even like something little and unexpected like that felt like a gift. Felt like I love you. And the alternative to that, I think so many times, especially if we're going to talk sort of traditional kind of binary gender roles, I think stuff like that, when it's not done, can also often feel like a screw you from one partner to the other. Not that it is that, but it can feel like it's sending that message. So actually doing it can feel like a, hey, I love you, I value you. I took 30 seconds and put this stuff away.
Well, and it can compound a tough day, right? Like a tough work
Yeah.
day or whatever, and you notice the thing that's not done, even though it's not hurtful, it's not malicious, but it just can feel like, oh, this like negative thing on the top of the already crappy day, you know.
Right, like one more thing.
Yeah, so that's my third one.
Okay. So 1 to 3. So
Do
my
you
fourth.
have any other, or are you just going to make these up as you go along?
No, I do, and I already came up with my makeup last one.
Okay.
And I can wing it. Let's see, but which one do I want to go to? I'm gonna do love languages. You alluded to it before, but I actually think it's really important. And maybe that's the next episode we should do, is we should revisit our love
Yeah.
languages because it's been a while. So if you've never done them before, so the person that came up with them is very controversial. However, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And so I think that the information we get from the concept of love languages, regardless of sort of where
Yeah.
it comes from and that individual's views on the world, what it tells us about ourselves in a relationship and our partner in a relationship, I think is still really useful.
Well, and you can
and I
still
think
resonate with a specific language, right? Like you can just look at the list of love languages and say, okay, I resonate with that.
yes. Yeah,
Right.
you can, although I encourage people to actually take the quiz.
Yeah.
I mean, you could like actually buy the book or they're available online. And so I didn't write this down, but let's see if I can remember the love languages. You can help me. So there's five primary languages. And so love languages are how you as an individual in a partnership both express your love to your partner and how you receive
prefer.
Love. Right, how your sort of preferred method. So if you are someone, well, the five methods are, or the five languages are acts of service. So things like putting away the paper towels, putting away the toilet paper, gifts. So, you know, sort of the traditional gifts like flowers, brownies, rings, jewelry, all that stuff. Physical touch, which is exactly what it means, hugs, kiss, physical intimacy. Quality time, so time together, you know, with your partner.
Can I see if I know the last one? Words of affirmation.
Yeah, words of affirmation, like I love you. You are the greatest thing in my life, right? And so as you're watching, or if you're listening, maybe one of those or a few of those did resonate with you as like, oh yeah, I really do like when my partner gives me a gift, or I really don't really care so much. It doesn't matter if my partner says I love you. It's about like the acts of service. I think it's important for us to know for ourselves in a relationship what our love language is, but also to know that often our default is to show our partner our primary love language. So if I'm someone who is acts of service as my primary love language, I might sort of instinctively believe that my partner is also wanting acts of service, when really in reality, it might not mean anything to them. So it can be helpful to kind of know what languages are important to both of you.
I think it was one of our first relationship episodes. So it's probably 3 years old at this point. So we should revisit it.
Mm. Yeah. Did we?
But not to say that it's not to say that it's out of, you know, out of date or not helpful. Encourage anybody to go take a listen. It's earlier on in the Changing Perspectives podcast library, but I think you and I should revisit it.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I think also if you've got kids, it's helpful to also sort of know from them what's an important love language. So that was my fifth one. And you can make the actual like test or quiz. It's not like there's not a right or wrong answer. You can make the act of doing that fun, right? You can light some candles or go sit out back or pour a glass of wine or whatever it is that feels nice to you. Take the test, you know, sort of individually sitting side by side, and then compare your answers. It does feel a little hokey, like if you're our age and you grew up with like Cosmo magazine and silly little quizzes, it does absolutely feel a lot like that. But I promise the results can be an interesting and useful conversation in
Very
many relationships.
Helpful. Yeah, I agree. Good one.
Thanks.
Okay, is it me? My fourth one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen actively. Don't interrupt or don't make it about you, but listen actively. And I think obviously this can be said of any interaction with any person in your life, whether it be professionally or personally or as a parent or as a child, you know, maybe you're an adult child listening to your own parents or whatever. But in particular, I feel like this really does offer a way for us to stay connected as a romantic relationship. You know, as spouses, you know, I know that I have not done such a good job in the past of listening actively, whether or not I'm, you know, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like a dog and I see something, I'm like, oh, squirrel, you know, but I try not to do that when you and I are talking, and, you know, put your phone down look at them, you know, actively listening, which is, you know, not, you can participate, but don't participate verbally with things that are about you. You can say things, ah, that sucks, or that must have been really tough, or that's amazing. And, you know, really listen intently and actively, and don't make it about you.
I like it.
Are you gonna have a problem with this?
Well, I feel like, is there a little passive aggressive tone to that? Like, because I got yelled at this weekend. Well, I'm telling you, I feel like I got scolded this weekend by a car full of my family, you and our two children, for interrupting all the time. Because it was likened to like a dog with a squirrel, and I have to interrupt right away or I'm gonna lose it.
I'm not talking about that. That's okay. Different. Okay. Yeah, that's more kind of the same. Silly. That's more like silly interacting as a family in the car. But when I'm talking about like you and I, you know, debriefing our days or out at date night or just, you know, in bed before we go to sleep for the night, like telling each other stories, like that's what I'm talking about.
And I think it is a good piece of advice, not just for romantic relationships, but I think for all relationships. I think we as a society here in America don't do a great job teaching people how to listen. You go to school and you learn how to read and write and do math, but you don't go to school and learn how to listen and learn how to sit in uncomfortable conversations with people who maybe are expressing pain or discomfort. Our go-to is to like fill the silence and offer suggestions and then also offer connection. And so it's really common for folks to be like, oh, I just had the worst day at work. And then the partner to jump in and be like, oh my God, me too. Wait till I tell you what happened. And you've just bulldozed over your partner's attempts to connect with you and get some support. So I think that's a really great one. Right. If we are competing, your list is way better than mine and you spent more time on it.
I win the prize.
Right? You win. I'm
going to
have to send you stars.
What the prize is going
to
be. Yeah, send me stars. you have a fourth, right?
I do. So it's find your thing, which I know sounds weird. And I do have a piece that I shared last year.
We did an episode too, I think.
I think we did do an episode because I think I originally shared it.
It might have been a pint-sized perspective.
It might have been. I wrote it after we went away last August for like a night or two. And then I changed the picture and shared it again, I think last week. But basically talking about like how every couple does have their thing, like their thing that they like, or their thing that they do, or their communication style, or their sense of humor, like something that like they enjoy that other people might be like, that's weird. So for like, maybe it's a song that whenever you hear it, you guys lock eyes and you laugh about it. Or maybe it's a particular restaurant that you like, or maybe it's your favorite hotel in Cambridge that whenever you get a chance to go away, you go, just because, I don't know, it's cute and they give free wine and hors d'oeuvres and they let dogs come, even though you don't bring your dogs, other people's dogs are there. I don't know. That's our thing. Like, find out what is your thing, because when those hard times in relationships come, and they come for every single relationship, it's often those things that sort of tether you to each other and help you find your way back to each other. So find your thing, and like embrace it and don't be embarrassed about it. Maybe you like stupid movies, or I don't know, fill in the blank here. There's a million things that couples can have as their thing.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one, Jenny. Don't sell yourself short.
I feel like you're just sort of patronizing me a little bit here.
No,
you did a bit. Yeah, you did a good job.
Nice job. Yeah,
that was almost okay.
My last one though is not. It's special to me. I like it. I think it's a good one, but it's also not the same caliber as my first four. Are you ready for my fifth one?
I'm a little scared now, but yes.
It just says hold hands. That's it.
Okay.
And I also added a heart emoji.
Okay. I don't know. Is that part of like physical touch?
Heart emoji.
I do see it. I see it.
Hold hands, just like, I don't know, like you and I are sometimes just sitting on the couch or watching TV or at the end of a day and just reaching out for your hand. It's just it's a small, it's physical touch, right? It's
Yeah.
if you tie it back into love languages, but it's a small thing that I think can be a small reminder. Now, funny story about Jenny is she doesn't really know how to hold hands.
That's not true. We just don't, I don't, your fingers do not fit in mine. I
That's not a
have
thing.
tiny little, it's a thing.
I have fingers, you have fingers, and they fit together.
No, I have little like T-Rex arms and little like baby fingers. And so I don't like interlocking
But you
fingers.
always like we it never so for us, we never hold hands when we walk because we try and then you never last. Like we hold hands and then you move and then you switch it and then you're just done. But when we're sitting next to each other, like at a movie or hanging out at the house, or even sometimes just like maybe at a restaurant or a bar before the food gets there, you know, reach out and hold your hand for a few minutes or whatever. Like those are when we hold hands. But I think it's important to make that effort, take that effort to have that quick, you know, intimate connection.
If we were in a couples therapy session right now and I was the therapist, I would wonder, are you trying to tell Jenny that you want her to try harder to hold your hand when you're walking? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying. So
No.
I
And I'll
will
tell you
try.
why.
So if you see us in public.
No. Well, it's funny. I'm still gonna try because I laugh when your hand has like a little seizure and you move around and then you're just done. That's
I
funny.
think it's hard for me to walk and do other things at the same time. So walking and
Yes.
holding hands is too much for me. But
Right.
I will say, and I don't know that you've noticed this, but we also get personal on Changing Perspectives podcast. But you are a spooner, right? And you like to spoon. And then you start snoring and I'm like, get off of me and go to your side of the bed. But then lately I've been saying, but can I hold your hand? And lately that's how I fall
Yeah,
asleep
see?
is holding
Yeah.
your hand. So I can hold
It's
your hand, just
nice.
not while also walking.
And I think that the reason I'm sorry, I interrupt you. I'm gonna interrupt you. The reason I put it on my list, I think with the it's important to me, not for the length of the hand holding, but for the actual just act of reaching out and touching for a moment. Like I don't care how long it lasts, but the act of initiating the handhold is special to me, and I think special to us, but not necessarily, it doesn't really matter how long our hands are embraced for. Does that make
I
sense?
get that. It makes total
Yeah.
sense. As you're talking and I'm thinking about your list and the caliber of the contents on your list and my list and the subpar content there, I'm actually wondering, is our list really just examples of the five love languages? Right? So
I don't
physical
know.
touch, you just talked about hand holding.
Yep.
Quality time, I think, would be covered by like travel, adventure, staff meetings, words of affirmation. We could say maybe that's under the like flirting with your spouse, the like,
Or I
texts and
have
stuff like that.
always say hi,
Always say
like you haven't
hi.
seen them in a while. That could be words
So,
of affirmation.
and then what are we missing? Acts of service, which could
Do
actually
something
be
unexpected.
okay. And then anytime there's a list, I'm always going to forget the last one. What one did I not say? Physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service. Oh, gifts. Did I not say gifts yet?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, so maybe we did all of those except for gifts. Interesting. See,
Yeah.
love languages, I think,
Without even thinking about it, we
is
did
a
that.
great foundation there. All right. So we're on my final one now, right? Okay. Can I have a final one and a bonus one?
Sure.
Okay.
There's no rules here.
I know. So I guess my official final one that I just added because two of mine actually were the same is to also be yourself, right? A lot of these actually focus on connecting, right? Ways to reconnect or connect with your partner or stay connected, which is the whole goal here. But I also think a big part of being able to connect and reconnect with your partner is to also make sure that you're giving yourselves as individuals time to be yourselves. And so to do the things that are important to you that sort of refuel you as an individual, right? You can't really refuel the coupleship, the relationship, if you're not each individually also refueling yourself. So giving yourselves time and space to do that. And that might take some negotiation. In fact, I think all relationships take negotiation and renegotiation as you're moving through like developmental stages in your family and your partnership. But figuring out like, what is that? And giving each other permission to do that.
Yeah. That's good, of course. And it ties into self-care a little bit, right? It's like you gotta make sure you take care of yourself so you can be your best self.
Yeah, the whole adage of like, if you're playing in experiences, I don't know, whatever, and the oxygen mask, you put on your own oxygen mask first before you help someone else. Okay, and then can I give my bonus one?
Go for it.
I would
I'm
say-
so excited. I'm on bated breath.
Don't be. You're on bated breath?
I don't know.
I don't think that's
Is that the saying?
Josh's thing is saying sayings incorrectly.
And who am I like from pop culture and my favorite movie of all time?
Oh, nuts.
Oh boy.
Is it from Back to the Future?
And
Back to the Future Part 2 and Back to the Future Part 3.
But is who it, says it, though? Like, who am I referencing?
Biff? Does Biff say it?
Yeah, Biff gets everything wrong.
He says, why don't you make, like, a tree and get out of here, right?
And get out of here. Yeah,
see, I got the quote right. Okay.
It's on bated breath, I think. B-A-T-E-D.
I think if Josh were going to write a book on love languages, he would add a sixth one, and it would be quoting movies and identifying actors from movies in other places. And our children have inherited that. I have not. All right. So my bonus one was not carefully crafted yet, but basically don't be afraid of and actually maybe lean into couples therapy. I think so
you're
often
here.
People think about couples therapy and they're like, oh, that means you're getting a divorce or you're going to break up. Like, it's bad if you're getting a couples therapist. I would argue that the vast majority of couples really should have a couples therapist. And
yeah, people always think it's like the beginning of the end, right? It's like, oh,
well,
my.
And I think for some people it has been. I think sometimes when people do finally get brave enough to dip their toes into the waters of couples counseling, maybe it is a little too far gone. And the damage might be a little bit too difficult to repair. And so I do think that's been true for some people. All the more reason to try that earlier. It is hard to find one. In some ways, maybe with the advancement of telehealth, it could be a little easier. So we're in Massachusetts. Us as therapists can provide therapy within any location within the state of Massachusetts. So if you're open to telehealth, you can get a therapist and you're in Massachusetts, say, you don't have to look within like a drivable radius of your house. You could literally look like the other corner of the state. So it's a little easier to find them, but a lot of relationships struggled during COVID. A lot of individuals struggled during all of that. And so we're seeing the impact of that now. So it is hard. A lot of couples therapists have waiting lists, but keep trying, reach out to multiple therapists. Psychology Today is a great website. Also, Therapy Den is another great one.
Does BetterHelp do couples?
No. And we should talk offline about BetterHelp. So let's circle back to that one. So Therapy Den, the website, was created, you won't know him because you're not on therapy TikTok, but by a therapist on
Thank
TikTok.
God.
It's actually like the Wild West out there on therapy TikTok. Like, that is why I stopped posting stuff on TikTok, because they will burn you to the ground. Some of them being other therapists. But anyways, he did not like some of the quality coming from organizations, like big on organizations that were providing that kind of telehealth service. So he created this other website for folks to find and connect with their own therapists. Oh, so Therapy
cool.
Done is super cool. Super cool. It feels authentic in looking at some of the therapist profiles. They feel super authentic, like they are really good therapists. No dig to Psychology Today listings. That's where mine is listed. I just have not gotten around to Therapy Den yet. See, here I am going on a tangent. What was my point?
I have no idea. No,
Couples therapy. I'm back. The other barrier is cost. I'm seeing a lot of couples therapists moving away from accepting insurance. And so it's an investment, but it's an investment mm-hmm. in your relationship. And I would argue that a lot of the folks that are privately will only take private pay and not insurance are able to do that, right? Like they must be able to do that. They must be able to pay their bills. And so I'm guessing a lot of them are really good quality. And in some ways you get what you pay for. So just planting that as a seed in folks' brains. Couples mm-hmm. therapy is not something to be scared of. It doesn't necessarily mean that your relationship is in the tanks and there's no hope for it. It can be a really wonderful tool. And then once you find a therapist that you like, you know, if you're making a major life decision about like, should we have another child? Should we move to another state? Or something happens and you're trying to rebuild trust, that connection can be really great. Maybe you go for a couple months. And then you know that you could potentially go back to that therapist if stuff sort of comes to the surface again or life gets tricky again. So that's my bonus one, is sort of be open to and lean into the concept of couples therapy.
Yeah, I want to echo that 100,000%, because, you know, again,
that's a lot of percent.
Jenny's point. I don't think the math works out, but you know, to be transparent and honest, Jenny and I have gone through couples therapy multiple times in the past and never, ever regretted it.
Right.
And always.
And still use a lot of the tools, right?
We do. Yeah, we mm-hmm. do a lot. So I think it's important to don't take that off the table. It's not a negative thing. It helps you grow and become a more robust couple. I also, a quick tip. If you go through something kind of traumatic, like, I don't know, a pandemic or a significant loss or job loss or whatever loss, or, you know, make maybe a couples therapy is something you haven't thought of as a way to help get you through it, right? So maybe your relationship you wouldn't define as something that is, you're struggling, or you would think that you would need it, but sometimes you might need that extra help to get through whatever event just occurred. So keep that in mind, right?
That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's a really important part. Also, I have one more bonus one.
I'm sorry, you've exhausted your bonus. Hey, what's that on your wrist, Jenny?
Oh, it's this dorky bracelet. I love you.
Dorky?
I think now it's just a ploy to get me to hold your hand, and I don't know which hand I'm supposed to wear it on. All right, so here I am.
Talked about that with the hand holding.
Going side, getting sidetracked. I don't know. Was it Valentine's Day last year or something? Josh bought.
No, it was random. Mm. It was random in the middle of the summer. I remember.
I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a random day in the middle of summer, and Josh bought.
I'm wearing the other one. Yeah.
He like just little tiny rope bracelets, and they were magnetic hearts. And so then if you held hands, they like snapped together. But I, in addition to having a really poor memory, I also lose jewelry. So nobody can ever get me expensive jewelry because I put it down and then a cat knocks it off, or I drop it down a heating vent. Mm-hmm. So I lost mine somewhere.
Well, and they didn't last that long.
I think the magnet fell off of mine, and then I found it on the floor, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I threw it away.
All mine is now is a rope. So.
So Josh, actually today it arrived. He bought us new ones. Got to figure it out. That was a gift if we're talking about love language.
Yes.
Josh, this has been almost exactly an hour. It's like we fell right back into like a podcast format. It's been 59 minutes and 32 seconds.
Like I thought this was going to be like 10 minutes, we'll be off.
I know, but see, we just start and we just get sidetracked and start chatting. And I break the rules and I have one, which is ironic because I'm a rule follower, but I have one more thing because you talked about our experience
Yes.
in couples therapy. And I think the tool we probably use the most is to make declarative statements. I think
Yes.
that a lot of couples resort to mind reading and like expecting their partner to see the world the same way they do, to like walk into a room and see the same like mess that they do, to walk into a situation or experience a situation and experience the same like frustration and stress points. And it's almost like setting your partner up for a game that they don't know the rules to. So if you
Yeah.
want something, ask for it. Make a declarative statement rather than trying to like beat around the bush or be subtle or try to get them to guess it. Like just be bold. And I don't mean be mean or be hurtful, but say something like, it would be really helpful for me if you put away the paper towels tonight. I know I keep going back to that, that metaphor, rather than, you know, slamming cabinets around or sighing loudly as you try to put them away yourself. Like
Right.
give your partner an opportunity to give you what you need by telling them what you need. Did I explain that the right way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other example that comes up for me is when we do, you know, if we're deciding on where to go for dinner or we're deciding on what to do about a particular vacation or whatever, instead of going, like, I don't know, I keep hitting the camera, I'm sorry. I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? No, make a declarative statement and say, well, I'm not sure what you want to do, but this is what I feel like, and I feel like nachos tonight or whatever.
That's pretty much us every night, yeah.
I know, nachos are good. But yeah, so you can use that in any sort of interaction where you're looking for your partner's opinion or you're trying to decide something. Use a declarative statement and say, this is what I want. And don't be, I don't think that, you know, people might feel vulnerable or insecure to share their opinions about something. You shouldn't, especially if it's in your relationship. Share what's on your mind and make a declarative statement so you can open up a good, honest dialogue.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
No
so,
more. We have exhausted.
No
we
more.
Haven't. I'm sure that we could talk about this for hours, but
yeah.
We shouldn't.
Well, and so if you're catching up, if you're still watching us, thank you. If you're watching us on the replay, also thank you. Drop a note and let us know that you were here. And also, you know, if you are interested in more podcast episodes, if you're a former follower and you're one of the people that have been like, when are you putting out a new episode? Because there are quite a few of you that
there are those people.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
Then we're totally open to topic suggestions. If there's something you want us to revisit or something we haven't covered yet, again, you know, ultimately under the umbrellas of like mental health, parenting, relationships, grief, also some pop culture, but we could stray outside those lines a little bit. And we'll see if we're able to sort of pull this audio and upload it as an actual episode. How would that work then, though? We don't get to do the like, bye, Jenny, or like, we don't get to do our intro or outro. Do you do that in post edit?
I could do it in post, just by myself.
Yeah, maybe
whatever.
We just have to record a standard thing.
There are some podcasts that just
bye. Maybe that's our rebrand. Is that.
But don't end the live yet, because I did actually want to get you to say bye, Jenny.
Okay.
Whenever
all right. Well, I wasn't gonna end the live. But thank you all for being here. Josh, thank you for rolling with this and for being supportive of my list, even though your list was 100% better.
I win for this.
You win. You win.
Round one goes to me.
Yeah. Although it's not a competition.
Whatever that means.
But that might be one of our
we always say that, but I think it is.
All right. So I'm going to end the live now. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Am I supposed
right
to say
now,
bye,
right?
Jenny, like I used to
well,
on the
I'm
actual
ask,
recording?
No, but no, but I have to say bye, Jenny. But again, thank you for having me. Changing perspectives with Jenny Brennan. I think this is awesome and we should continue to do it. And hopefully we can upload this to the podcast listening world.
Right.
But
again, wherever
so,
you get your podcasts, we're on all the platforms.
Spotify, Stitcher, all that stuff. iTunes. Okay.
I think it's Apple Podcasts now. Everywhere.
All right. Say bye, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.